China's President Xi Jinping has given an assurance to the global business community that his country will reduce trade barriers that curb access to the world's biggest market. For a second straight year, he's convened a major trade fair in Shanghai as the trade dispute with the US continues. But Chinese officials have already had to reject claims by some Western business groups of promise fatigue about China's willingness to really open its economy. Here's our China correspondent, Bill Birtles.
Please all rise and give a round of warm applause as President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China.
Xi Jinping created the Shanghai Import Expo last year to show the world China's huge domestic market is open for business. It was partly an effort to portray China as a champion of free trade amid a bruising trade war with the US. 12 months on, with the trade dispute still going, he's trying again.
China has close to 1.4 billion people. The mid-level income group is the world's largest. The scale and potential is huge. The future outlook, unlimited. The Chinese people have a saying, the world is so large, I want to take a look. Well, today I say, China's market is so large, I welcome everyone to come and have a look.
At home, Chairman Xi regularly hails the superiority of socialism with Chinese characteristics and throws his weight behind huge state-owned companies. But when speaking to foreign leaders and business types, President Xi sings a very different tune.
We will speed up the new framework of openness. China will continually improve the market, legal and international business environment.
Last year, a European business group slammed his speech as repeating old promises, while offering little new in the way of reciprocal market access. At the heart of the US-China trade dispute are complaints that China has managed to convince other nations to drop trade barriers where it has an advantage, like electronics and manufacturing, while blocking foreign firms in areas where they have an advantage, like financial services and tech companies. James McGregor is a Shanghai-based US businessman and a former head of the American Chamber of Commerce in China.
They have made some changes, but some of the ones they've made so far are also in China's interests. You know, opening up financial services more because they've already dominated the market, and they need to clean it up with best practices, so let the foreigners come in and have a sliver of the market, things like that.
In the coming weeks, Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump are expected to sign a Phase 1 trade deal. Critics say it's really just China buying more US agricultural goods, which it needs anyway. But James McGregor says the US pressure is having some effect.
They need foreign capital. I mean, they got a lot of money here, but a lot of it is tied up in all kinds of obligations, you know, with all the Belt and Road and all the other things and all the infrastructure spending. So, I hate to give Trump credit for anything, but the pushback has had an effect here.
For Australia, China is a much more simple proposition. The vast bulk of Australia's trade involves selling resources, farm products, or education and tourism. And that's why 200 Australian companies, plus the Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, are in Shanghai for the Trade Expo. They'll be hoping Xi Jinping's promises for greater access to 1.4 billion people are fulfilled. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for PM.